Let's go to Alex Pavlovich. He is Rookie of the Year. Thank you. Thank you. On the beat for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Alex, how are you today?
I'm good. Am I eligible for the tickets? Because I know the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah,
well, you're already going to the game, Alex.
You can send your family to the game. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the answer to it, but don't blurt it out.
I'll
be
quiet.
Yeah, don't do that. All right. What's the mood around this ball club? You were in the clubhouse last night after the game. You got to talk to Matt Cain, Hunter Pence, and everybody. What was the mood last night?
You know, I think it was pretty normal. You know, it was a typical loss for them, and I don't think anybody tried to make it bigger than it was, but certainly it was. I know in the other clubhouse, the Reds were very happy, and we could hear Brandon Phillips in his press conference and Dusty Baker, and they were thrilled. They thought there was no way they were going to win that game last night after Cueto came out. So I know the Giants try to play it off and say, we'll come back tomorrow, it's a new day, but you only have five of these, so that was a pretty big one.
What is the outcome? What is the fallout from Cueto coming out in the first inning and Latos going four innings? What do you see as the fallout as this season, and not season, but this series goes on?
Well, I think you go one of two ways. Cueto, it seems like he was much better last night, and back spasms or something. It's certainly different for a pitcher, but we've seen it happen to guys on this team. We saw it happen with Buster Posey, and he was back the next day. So it's something where if Cueto is able to come back for game three and then they still have Latos able to face the Giants twice, and he really loves facing this team and has really good numbers against them, then I think it actually works out in a weird way. It works out pretty well for the Reds, and certainly it's something for them to rally around. But if this kind of shuffles the rotation and moves Homer Bailey up a spot and maybe puts them in trouble in game four, then it definitely will benefit the Giants.
You know, you used a phrase, I like this, Pat, and he says there's only five of these.
Right.
That's a good image for me. You're right, Alex, there are only five of these games, and you better win three of them. So with that in mind, what about Madison Bumgarner tonight? I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about an 8.5 to 9 that he gets it done tonight.
Got to.
You know, I think it's almost higher than that. It's really, really difficult, even as good as this team has been on the road, to go into Cincinnati, go on the road, a hostile environment, a fan base that's really been waiting years and years for this, and a team that will feel pretty good if they've taken two at AT&T Park. So, you know, I think tonight is absolutely a must win, and given the pitching that the Reds have, it's going to be very hard to beat that team three times in a row and do it at their own ballpark. So, I mean, you know, it can be done. We've seen weird things happen. We saw what the A's did to the Rangers, but, you know, tonight to me is, on that 1 to 10 scale, it's about a 9.9.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, I would say, well, Alex has a great note in his blog here. The Giants have not lost game one and then won a postseason series since 1921. So last night may have been, if history means anything, may have been a must win, huh, Alex?
Yeah, you know, I put those numbers out there because they're always fun to look at. But for me, something like that is this is a different team. It's a different era, and none of these guys were around. I don't know. Maybe Henry Schulman was covering him back then. But
I'm glad you didn't.
Around,
yeah, so. I'm glad you didn't say
it's
me.
It's a different era, but it is a fun stat.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't say me.
Right.
All right. By that 1921 team, and, of course, that
do you remember who it was against, Marty?
The New York Yankees, of
okay.
course.
Okay.
New York Yankees. And
look at this guy.
George High Pockets Kelly, who actually lived here in the Bay Area, was a first baseman on that team. So
wow.
Yeah, I knew. I think that was the opening of Yankee Stadium, if I'm not
High
mistaken.
High Pockets Kelly.
Maybe that was the last year of the Polo Grounds. The Yankees and Giants shared the Polo Grounds in those days.
Unreal.
Next year, I think, is the first year of the opening of Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
But, yeah, those were the days, my friend.
Marty showing off again.
All right. The top of the order didn't exactly get it done last night. And, again, I always say the theme yesterday is keep it simple, do what you've been doing. And they really didn't get much going from the top last night.
No, and they're going to need those two guys. They've really been the spark for this team the last 2 months. And Posey's been good the whole year, and they've had a couple guys. Brandon Belt has played well, but Angel Pagan, when he's going well, this team is simply a different team. It's a different lineup. And Marco Scudero has been very good, and last night just wasn't able to produce. So they're going to need those two guys. They're going to need them tonight, and I think the next two or three games or one game or whatever they have left. But they're not winning this series if those two guys don't get going.
Alex, give us a breakdown in your own mind of Arroyo and Bumgarner today. You've seen Bumgarner quite a bit over these last about a month of starts, and you saw Arroyo the two times he pitched against the Giants.
Yeah, you know, I've never been impressed with Arroyo, but part of that might go back to just growing up a little bit and watching him and seeing him for years. He's quite a veteran, so you know, I've never thought he was that good, but he's had a good year, and certainly they feel comfortable with him, and he's a veteran, and he's been on big stages before, so I don't think he'll be affected by this environment here. As far as Baumgartner, you know, it's, to me, he's capable of going out and throwing a one-hitter tonight, as he did earlier this year. I think he likes this stage and likes big environments, and I think he'll feed off of the crowd. But he's also capable, as we've seen the last month, he could have a real short outing tonight. So I don't think there's any in-between for Madison Baumgartner. I think, you know, he's either going to lead the way tonight or it might be a short night for him.
Okay, hey, Alex. Alex Pavlovich with us here from the Public House on KNBR 680. Hey, Marty and I were, and some nice Giants fans were sitting around the table here at our broadcast booth down here before we kicked off the broadcast. And Marty was saying, why have they not announced who will pitch Game 3 for the Giants? We just can't figure out why they haven't. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, I think, first of all, you don't have to. So why would you let the other team know what's coming? And we saw last night you know, a couple guys in that clubhouse were saying that having Glados come at them was a curveball, and it kind of threw them off. So certainly teams will have an opportunity. They'll have 2 days to figure out who's going, and the Reds will have a chance to adjust. But if you don't have to, then why would you go out there and announce it? I think that's Bruce Bochy's mantra right now. And also, I think he wants all his guys available out of the bullpen. So okay. That, to me, is another thing that they're kind of just, you know, keeping us close to the vest and kind of going inning by inning, game by game. And you know, to me, the thing to do if you're at the park tonight or watching on TV is to watch the top step of that Giants dugout, because if somebody comes out and starts warming up, if it's a Lincecum or a Zito or a Vogelsong, then I think that'll tell you a lot.
Yeah, you know, so I don't buy it, Alex. I just don't buy it. I think when you have confidence in your guy.
Right.
And in 2010, they told you who was pitching. They didn't care if you knew, and you had 3 weeks to prepare for it. It didn't matter. Your guy is Lincecum, or your guy is Vogelsong, or Zito, and I'm going to tell you it's my guy, and you could prepare all you want. I don't care. I got confidence in him. And this, to me, is the problem with this whole pitching staff, is that we don't know what to expect from anybody, and I think it shows in the fact that they just don't tell you who's pitching in Game 3. I'll guarantee if the Yankees or another team had their three guys ready, and they tell you, this is who's coming at you.
The Nationals, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, Marty, I'm going to tweet this in a second when we get off the phone, but I'll tell you on the air right now, Lincecum is running with the bullpen right now, and he hasn't done that the entire year, so... To me, if you're looking for little signs, you know, we don't see Lincecum run on the field ever. And the bullpen does it before every game. And right now, he just ran out there to join him. So that might be a sign.
I'm telling you, he's not going to – I said this on the air. Vogelsong, I think, is going to pitch Game 3. I've said that.
Well, hey, Mark.
And that's why they haven't said anything. Because if it was Lincecum and they trusted him, they would have said it's him. Hey, is he running with the hoodie on? That's my question.
He is not. He looks like he's warming up, so –
Huh.
All right.
Hey, well, if Lincecum,
Alex,
yeah, that's good stuff,
thank
Alex.
You.
If Lincecum does not start a game in this series, last year will be his final year in San Francisco, wouldn't you think? Next year would be his final year.
Next
year? If he goes,
I don't know. I'm not ready.
Throws a no-hitter.
I think they'll wait and see what he does,
and
I think it's going to be a very complicated situation. I don't think this year will have a bearing on it. I don't think this series will have a bearing on it.
Well, as a prideful guy, you know these guys are prideful.
I think it says a little bit. Let's put it this way. There's a big red flag flying around Lincecum right now.
Okay.
He comes out next year, goes 20-5, and figures it out. Maybe they work something out. But no, you're right. There's a big red flag around.
Okay. There. All right. That's good stuff from Alex there.
Yeah, Alex, just terrific. All right. The last thing, and I know you got to get to work, and of course, you can follow Alex. Are you doing? Who's doing the chat today for the Bay Area Newspaper Group? Is it Darren Sabedra again?
Same as yesterday. It'll be Darren again.
How did that work out yesterday for you guys?
I'm not sure. It looked pretty lively when I was in there, so I haven't heard any complaints, and that's usually a good thing.
Oh, good. All right. Last thought for you, and I know you're going to get some good stories up, and Alex Pavlovich, follow him on Twitter. It's AlexPavlovic all game long. It's always good stuff. Alex, and I said this when the show opened, we're used to matchups in the bullpen, and all of a sudden here comes Dusty Baker, and he says, hey, seventh inning, it's Marshall, eighth inning, Broxton. Ninth inning, Chapman, I don't care who you put up there. I think the story of this playoff, as I tell you, if the Giants hang in here and this thing goes 4 or 5 games, which we hope it does, I think that's going to be the story of this thing, of how this bullpen handles the Giants without having the lefty-lefty matchups.
Yeah, they just kind of go after him, and Baker has trust in them, and he says, this is your inning, go get these guys. So I think that's you know, it's good for the Giants. They know that that's what they have to do, but last night they weren't able to take advantage and had a couple real good opportunities last night to get back in this game and get the crowd back in this game and, yeah. and kind of, you know, maybe make Chapman think a lot more than he looked like he was thinking out there. And certainly it looked like it was in his head, and they could have really gotten into his head last night, but weren't able to do it. So I think they know who they're going to face. It's going to be Marshall, Broxton, and Chapman. You got to go through those three. And, you know, there's no mystery there.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight, and then it's off to Cincinnati. And five-game series, as I say, anything can happen every day. But I think you nailed it, Alex. There's only five of these, and tonight it's in Bumgarner's hands. And I think, honestly, that's the story of the game tonight.
Yeah, we'll see what he can do. I got to run and,
all right.
and maybe blog or tweet this Wednesday and see what's
right,
going
thanks.
On. So.
Hey, I'm glad you broke it to our audience. Yeah. Alex, thanks as always. Thank
right
you
on,
so
Alex.
Much.
All right, thanks, Seth.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich. Good stuff.